USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A deadly avalanche swept 8 skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing 4. The victims, all in their 20s, included 3 Salt Lake City residents. They were part of 2 separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. 4 survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. Anyone that follows politics will tell you the Democrats' impeachment of President Trump has zero chance of conviction. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, tells Fox News over the weekend Senator Chuck Schumer's words has earned him an impeachment.
I mean, really, we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then. He went to the Supreme Court, stood in front of the Supreme Court, and said specifically, hey, Gorsuch, hey, Kavanaugh, you've unleashed a whirlwind, and you're going to pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you continue with these awful decisions.
President Trump's impeachment begins Tuesday. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With our kids being out of in-person schooling for almost 1 year, everyone can agree it's time to reopen the classrooms. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC is expected to release new guidelines this week, giving school districts a blueprint for bringing students back into the classroom. President Biden said Sunday that it was time for schools to reopen safely, adding it would likely take fewer students in each classroom and new ventilation systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News that schools have proven they can reopen safely with precautions in place.
Well, I think the prerequisite is putting in place mitigation steps in the schools. The school districts that have reopened successfully, and there was good data out of North Carolina where they did some systematic research looking at the experience in those schools which were open, showed that when they wear masks, when they distance, when they try to take precautions in the classroom, there's very little transmission within the classroom. The schools are not a vector of transmission, and especially children under the age of 14 are less likely to both get infected and transmit the infection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
It's been an amazing year. Amazing year. We got off to a good start, 7-2, and then had a little rough stretch where we kind of found our identity and played a lot better football down last December, January. And just really proud of all the guys, proud of all the coaches, the effort we put in. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. So you want to get this far, you got to get the job done, and we did it.
Tom Brady completed 21 of 29 passes for 201 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Buccaneers' 31-9 win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. Sunday night, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida.
I think everybody, you know, believed we could win. So, that, you know, I think through the last, really all year we believed in ourselves. Our coaches believed in us. We believed in ourselves. And, again, we were going up against a great team tonight and just happy we got the job done.
Brady, the oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl, came away with his 7th championship, surpassing the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots for the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history.
You know, big-time players making big-time plays. So just love what they did, what they added to the team. Gronk's an unbelievable player, teammate, talent, work ethic, commitment, and AB is just, since he got here, he's just done everything the right way. So impressed by him, proud of him. Takes a lot of people for us to get to this point, and we all have great support systems in place, and I think everyone should be celebrating them tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.